It is a cloudy 73 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The district attorney for Shelby County is suing Tennessee over two newly signed laws related to this Memphis Safe Task Force. The surge in state and federal law enforcement has resulted in more than 9,000 arrests since President Trump initiated it last fall. DA Stephen Mulroy says reports from the task force often lack information needed to pursue cases, or that information is incorrect. Republican lawmakers have accused Mulroy, who is a Democrat, of being soft on crime. This session, the Republican supermajority passed one law that requires Mulroy to provide reports every 10 days to the state's attorney general, explaining why cases related to task force arrests have been dismissed or settled. A second law allows Tennessee's attorney general to view internal files from Mulroy's office and share them with state lawmakers. It also allows the state Supreme Court to appoint a separate DA to prosecute task force cases. In the suit, Mulroy and his attorneys argue both laws unconstitutionally target Shelby County and violate a longstanding tradition of prosecutors having discretion to decide which cases they pursue. They further argue the second measure would create a separate judicial system for cases prosecuted by an unelected official, violating equal protection rights. A Tennessee Lookout reports Mulroy criticized the laws for implying that cases brought by the task force take precedence over arrests made by local law enforcement. He also criticized them as vague and administratively burdensome. As more gruesome details about the state's aborted execution come out, attorneys say the event proves Tennessee's lethal injection protocol fails to prevent unnecessary pain and suffering. The Department of Correction attempted to put Tony Cruthers to death last Thursday. Prison staff struggled to establish an IV line in his arms, so a doctor tried to go through cuts in his chest. One of Cruthers' attorneys, Maria De Liberato of the ACLU, was in the room. Unlike media witnesses, she had an unobstructed view of the hour-long process.
And I saw the blood and the puncture wound, and he couldn't get it in. And he tried again, saw a second puncture wound, more groaning, moaning. This doctor is oblivious to the fact that he is causing agony to Mr. Cruthers. And eventually he says, I can't get a central line.
She says the staff kept trying until a phone in the chamber rang and the warden called off further attempts. Attorneys say that IV complications are common. It's predictable the prison doctor would need to establish a central line. They also say TDOC knew the doctor on site was not qualified to do so. They're calling on Governor Bill Lee to halt executions until the courts can decide on Burns versus Strada. That's the longstanding lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Tennessee's lethal injection protocol. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.